Would you like to learn Hungarian from a native? Sziasztok, Bogi vagyok. Üdvözöllek titeket a podcastomon. Hi, and welcome to my podcast, Hungarian Daily. My name is Bogi. I'm a native Hungarian from Budapest making Hungarian language learning materials. If you are interested, please visit Hungarian Daily on Patreon and on Instagram. Find the links in the episode description. Today our topic is adjective comparison, melléknév fokozás in Hungarian. As usual, let's first start with the vocabulary. Szókincs, vocabulary. Szép, nice or beautiful. Szép. Finom, delicious. Finom. Okos, okos. Clever. Jó, jó means good. And the contrary, rossz, rossz. It means bad. Jó, rossz. Good, bad. Jó vagy rossz. Jó vagy rossz. Good or bad. Sok. Sok. Sok means many or much, or it can mean a lot. Sok. And it's written with 1K, because let me note, if you write it with double K, shock, then it means a shock. Kevés. Kevés. It is the contrary of shock. Kevés means a few, a little, or it can mean some. Sok, kevés. Sok vagy kevés? Kevés vagy sok? Is it a few or a lot? Is it a little or too much? Kevés vagy túl sok? Kevés vagy túl sok? Is it a few or is it too much? Távoli. Távoli. Távoli means remote or distant, or it can mean far, so something that is far away. Távoli. Piros. Piros. It's a color. A piros az egy szín. A piros az egy szín. Red is a color. Piros means red. A piros azt jelenti, hogy red, angolul. Veszélyes. Veszélyes. It's written with ly, so the y sound is not written with j like in English, but ly, ly. Veszélyes. Veszélyes, it means dangerous. Látványos. Látványos. Látványos means spectacular. Nagy. Nagy, big. Kicsi. Kicsi, it means small, like a size. Súlyos. Súlyos. Súlyos means severe or major, like a problem. Severe, like an injury. Or it can have another meaning, heavy, like an object. Súlyos. Súly means weight. Súly means weight, and it's a noun. And then we're adding OS, súlyos at the end. Súlyos will be an adjective. So with the OS at the end, we can create an adjective from the noun. Súly is a noun meaning weight. Súlyos is an adjective meaning severe, major or heavy. And then let's see the next one, which is mint. Mint. Mint in English can mean different things depending on the situation. So it can mean then, it can also mean like, as, or such. As means this. Oz means that. For example, this or that. Ez vagy az. Ez vagy az. This or that. Or that or this. Az vagy ez. Az vagy ez. That or this. Okay, and let's see the next word, which is olyan. Olyan. Olyan can also mean such, just like mint. It can also mean so or such like. For example, if I say olyan szép, it means it is so nice, it is so beautiful. So olyan can be used like so in English, where it means very or such. So it is so beautiful, it's very beautiful. Olyan szép. And then olyan and mint are usually used in a structure. We're going to learn this today. So olyan mint means such as or just like. For example, ez olyan mint az. Ez olyan mint az. This one is just like that one. Ez olyan mint az. This one is just like that one. Or az olyan mint ez. Az olyan mint ez. That one is just like this one. For example, olyan nagy mint. Olyan nagy mint. As big as. For example, ez a ház olyan nagy mint az a ház. Ez a ház olyan nagy mint az a ház. This house is as big as that one. Using olyan, we can also say it is not as difficult as all that, as a saying, which would be like this in Hungarian. Ez nem is olyan nehéz. Ez nem is olyan nehéz. This is not as difficult as all that. For example, ez nem is olyan nehéz, mint gondoltam. This isn't even as difficult as I thought so. Nehéz means difficult or heavy. Nehéz. Türelmes. Türelmes. Türelmes means patient. For example, én türelmes vagyok. Én türelmes vagyok. I'm patient. Fontos. Fontos. Fontos means important. Csendes. Csendes. It means quiet. Forró. Forró. Forró
means hot. Forró means hot. Meg. Meg. Meg can mean two things, again depending on the context. It means and in certain context. For example, alma megkörte. Alma megkörte. Apple and pear. And it can also mean plus. For example, öt meg négy az kilenc. Öt meg négy az kilenc. 4 plus 5 is 9. Öt meg négy az kilenc. 4 plus 5 is 9.
So now let's discuss the comparison of single syllable adjectives in Hungarian. Egy szótagú melléknevek fokozása. Egy szótagú means one syllable. Melléknevek fokozása, the comparison or the comparative form of adjectives. The key feature of the comparative form of adjectives in Hungarian is ob, eb, or just simply the double B, baby. We simply add ob, eb, or double B's to the dictionary form of the adjective to form the comparative version. So, for example, let's take the word good, which is jó in Hungarian. Better is jobb. We are adding double B at the end. Jó, jobb. Jó, good. Jobb, better. And the best, to say the best, we will have to add leg at the beginning of the dictionary form of the adjective and the double B at the end of the dictionary form of the adjective. So, jó is good. We're adding double B at the end, jobb, better, and the best, legjobb. A legjobb, the best. Jó, jobb, legjobb. Jó, jobb, a legjobb. Let's take the word bad, which is rossz in Hungarian. Rossz. Verse is rosszabb. Rosszabb. And here we have to add a vowel in between the dictionary form of the adjective rossz and the sign of the comparative form of the adjective, which is the double B, to connect the two to make it sound softer and nicer. And this, if you remember, the vowel harmony is going to be o, ob ending in case of back vowel words, and is going to be eb, e, baby in case of the front vowel words. And in some cases when the word, the dictionary form of the adjective ends with a vowel, then you don't have to connect it with another vowel, so basically you just add the double B's to the end, like in case of jó, jobb. But in case of rossz, rosszabb, there is the o, so the ending is ob, because it's a back vowel word, rosszabb, rossz, rosszabb. And the worst is a legrosszabb. Rossz, bad. Rosszabb, worse. A legrosszabb, the worst. A legrosszabb. So you're adding leg at the beginning and double B's and the vowel to connect all and create the worst
a legrosszabb. And now let's take many or much, which is sok in Hungarian. Sok. And this is irregular, so the degree will be, or the comparative form of this adjective is not going to be sokab. This is wrong. We don't say sokab. So in this case, we have another word for that, which is több. Több. Sok. Több. Több means more. And the most, a legtöbb. A legtöbb. Sok, many or much. Több, more. A legtöbb, the most. For example, the most people, a legtöbb ember. The most people, a legtöbb ember. And then let's take the contrary of this, which is little or few. In Hungarian, kevés, kevés. A little or a few in Hungarian is kevés. And then here, the accent will disappear from e, and there will be e instead. So kevés will change to kevesebb. Kevesebb. And the ending is going to be connected by an e sound, an e vowel, because this is a front vowel word, right? Kevés only includes front vowels, so it's going to be a front vowel word, so it's going to have the front vowel word ending, which is ebb. Ebb. Kevesebb. Kevesebb, which means less. And then the least will be a legkevesebb. A legkevesebb. Kevés, kevesebb, a legkevesebb. And there is one more. Let's see. Távoli, which we already learned. It means what? Do you remember? It means far or remote or distant. Távoli. And távoli will change to távolabbi, so távolabbi, and it means farther or further, távolabbi, távolabbi, and the farthest or the furthest is a legtávolabbi, a legtávolabbi. So, for example, where is the house? It is far away. Hol van a ház? Távol van. And then to ask, which house is it? Which house is it? Melyik ház az? We're going to use a távoli, a távolabbi. Or a legtávolabbi. So we are adding the I at the end in this case. And then let's see another example with fast. Fast is also a single syllable adjective, which is gyors in Hungarian. Gyors. Faster is gyorsabb, gyorsabb. The fastest is a leggyorsabb, a leggyorsabb. Gyors, gyorsabb, a leggyorsabb. And nice in Hungarian is szép, szép. And in this case, it won't be szépebb. So szépebb is wrong. Don't remember szépebb. But remember that szebb, szebb, szép, szebb, legszebb. So again, szép means nice. Seb means nicer. Alekseb means the nicest. And then let's take a look at big, which means nagy. Bigger is nagyobb. Nagyobb. And the biggest is a legnagyobb. A legnagyobb. Hot means forró. Forró. Hotter is forróbb. Forróbb. And the hottest, a legforróbb. A legforróbb. Forró in Hungarian can't mean hot, like when you're talking about the appearance of a woman, let's say, or man. So in Hungarian, forró is only used to express hot in case of temperature. You can't say to a person, you're hot, forró vagy. No way. So instead, if you would like to compliment someone who's hot, you can say dögös vagy, dögös vagy, which can mean you're hot, dögös vagy. Okay, I just wanted to note that. And then let's say, in case of more than two syllable adjectives, let's take important, which is fontos. Fontos in Hungarian. More important is fontosabb. Fontosabb. The most important, a legfontosabb. A legfontosabb. And in English, you can also find adjectives with two syllables that can be compared or enhanced two ways. For example, in case of quiet, which can be either quieter or more quiet. In Hungarian, there won't be any difference, so both quieter and more quiet will be csendesebb. Csendes means quiet. Quieter or more quiet is csendesebb. Csendesebb. And the quietest or the most quiet is a legcsendesebb. A legcsendesebb. And now let's take a look at more examples. For example, ez jobb, mint az. Ez jobb, mint az. This is better than that. Ez a szoba jobb, mint az. Ez a szoba jobb, mint az. This room is better than that one. Ez a szoba nagyobb, mint az. Ez a szoba nagyobb, mint az. This room is bigger than that one. And also try to form your own examples with this structure. Something is more something than something. Valami, valamienebb, mint valami. Okay, so let's try and come up with example sentences on your own. We can also say ez szép, az szebb. Az szebb, mint ez. Ez szép, it means this is nice. Az szebb, that is nicer, or that is prettier. And then we can make the conclusion. Az szebb, mint ez. That one is prettier than this one. Or that one is nicer than this one. And now let's test if you understand. So I will tell you ez nagy, az kicsi. So then how would you say this is bigger than that? Ez nagy, az kicsi. And then we would like to make a conclusion, just like before. This is bigger than that one. So in this case, we would say, ez nagyobb, mint az. This one is bigger than that one. Ez nagy, this is big. Az kicsi, that is small. So, this is bigger than that. Ez nagyobb, mint az. Try again to come up with your own example. And then let's see the next examples. Ő türelmes. Én türelmesebb vagyok.
Tehát én türelmesebb vagyok, mint ő.
He's patient, I'm more patient, so I'm more patient than him. Let's see the next example.
Ő szép, te szebb vagy. Tehát, te szebb vagy, mint ő.
Ő szép, she's nice. Te szebb vagy. You're nicer. So, you're nicer than her. Tehát, te szebb vagy, mint ő. And also here, try to find your own example or examples. Think about maybe another adjective. Okay, and let's see the next examples. So, this is beautiful, and this is beautiful too, but that is the most beautiful. Let's say this in Hungarian. Ez is szép, meg ez is szép, de az a legszebb. Ez is szép, meg ez is szép, de az a legszebb. Or another example with this structure. Ez is nagy, meg az is nagy, de az a legnagyobb. Ez is nagy, meg az is nagy, de az a legnagyobb. This is big and this is big too, but that's the biggest. And here again, try it with another example. And let's see the next one.
Te okos vagy, én is okos vagyok. Mi okosak vagyunk, ti okosabbak vagytok nálunk. Ők a legokosabbak.
Te okos vagy, you're smart. Én is okos vagyok, I'm smart too. Mi okosak vagyunk, we are smart. Ti okosabbak vagytok nálunk, you're smarter than us. Ők a legokosabbak. They're the smartest. And also try to conjugate with an example that you can bring up. So think of another adjective and find out your own examples. And let's see the last one, which is the next sentence. This is hot and this is hot too. These are hot, these are hotter, they are the hottest. So let's see how we can say these in Hungarian.
Ez forró, meg ez is forró. Ezek forrók. Ezek forróbbak, azok a legforróbbak. Ez forró, meg ez is forró.
This is hot and this is hot too.
Ezek forrók, these are hot. Ezek forróbbak, these are hotter. Azok a legforróbbak.
Those are the hottest. And note that forró in Hungarian does not mean hot, like an adjective that you use for a person who looks, you know, really nice, really sexy. If you want to tell someone you're so hot, you can use another slang word. For example, dögös vagy. Dögös vagy. Dögös can mean sexy or hot. And forró in Hungarian is only used for expressing the temperature. So when it's hot and the temperature is high. And let's see one last example.
Ez jó, meg ez is jó. Ezek jók. Ezek jobbak. Azok a legjobbak. Ez jó, this is good, meg ez is jó, and this is good too. Ezek jók, these are good.
Ezek jobbak, these are better. Azok a legjobbak, those are the best. Again, try to find maybe another adjective, one that we learned today, or look for your own example and try to conjugate and build up sentences. You can also add conjunctions and connect to these short sentences. So try to experiment and practice. You can also send me your ideas on Patreon messaging if you are not sure if they're correct or not, and I can check them for you. So feel free to find me with your ideas and examples, and I help. Thank you, and I hope to see you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening and being here. For study materials, please visit patreon.com/hungariandaily and instagram.com/hungarian_daily, where you can find free and subscription-based materials, including the podcast episode transcripts, as well as audio and video lessons, Quizlet study class, and quizzes created for the episodes to test your knowledge. Hope to see you in the next. Sziasztok! Bye-bye!